The Complete Turtle Trader, How 23 Novice Investors Became Overnight Millionaires, by Michael W. Koval. In a financial landscape often ruled by ego, intuition, and opaque expertise, the Complete Turtle Trader defies tradition entirely. At its core stands Richard Dennis, famously known as the Prince of the Pit, who boldly rejected the notion that trading excellence is innate. His proposition was both radical and straightforward. Assemble a group with no formal background, elite credentials, or market experience, then train them to succeed through rules, not intuition. What followed was a deliberate challenge to Wall Street's most enduring myths and beliefs. Drawing on philosophy, probability theory, and behavioral science, Dennis and William Eckhart developed a system that demystified trading by replacing gut feeling with data and spontaneity with strict structure. This book is not just an account of a profitable experiment. It declares the value of rational, systematic thinking in an industry too often ruled by noise and emotion. From an unassuming classroom in Chicago to the complex terrain of international futures markets, The Complete Turtle Trader traces a journey of intellectual and financial transformation. It explains how discipline can be taught, how reason can override fear, and how determined individuals have harnessed trend-following principles to achieve extraordinary success. They prove greatness can be engineered, not inherited. Chapter 1. Nurture versus Nature. In the 1980s, Chicago, Richard Dennis, the Prince of the Pit, held a bold belief. Market success comes from methodical practice, not innate talent. To prove this, he made a provocative wager with William Eckhart. Train novices with no financial background to become expert traders. They aimed to replicate Dennis's rise using precise rules, empirical rigor, and behavioral control, as documented by Michael W. Koval. They launched a recruitment campaign through obscure financial ads, deliberately avoiding Ivy League elites or Wall Street insiders, to seek adaptable minds committed to rules, probability, and dispassionate capital management. Out of over 1,000 applicants, musicians, servers, game designers, historians, they selected a unique group. This effort resembled an early reality experiment, exploring a timeless question: are traders born or made? Dennis bet on the latter, seeing markets as probabilistic contests, not emotional battlegrounds. This chapter sets the tone, a challenge to myths, proving that disciplined rule following can build top traders. Chapter 2. Prince of the Pit. Richard Dennis was no mere theorist. He transformed his humble South Chicago upbringing into a vast fortune before turning 30. On the noisy Chicago Board of Trade pits, amid frantic shouting and hand signals, his calm, methodical style stood out. While others chased rumors, Dennis analyzed price patterns with near mathematical precision, guided by probability and risk. He bet boldly, but knew when to cut losses, a trait Michael W. Koval credits as key to his legacy. Dennis's early days at the Mid-America Commodity Exchange were a training ground. Through trial, error, and refinement, he perfected his craft. Grounded in empirical evidence, he dismissed guesswork, focusing solely on measurable results. His success earned respect from seasoned speculators and financiers alike. Yet Dennis viewed capital as a performance gauge, not a trophy. Despite rising fame, Dennis resisted Wall Street conformity by wearing plain clothes and speaking plainly, keeping a deliberate distance from financial elites. This rebellious stance helped him amass millions, but also caused friction with powerful institutions. This chapter reveals Dennis as a philosopher, gambler, and genius who knew that mastering volatile markets required unconventional thinking. Chapter 3. The Turtles. The selection of the turtles was as bold as it was unconventional. The chosen individuals defied stereotypes, a mix of backgrounds, forming an experimental mosaic. Among them were a disillusioned actor, a board game creator, a rural accountant, a cinephile woman, and a Czech blackjack expert. Despite their differences, they shared one key trait: disciplined intellects who were ready to follow strict rules without hesitation. Richard Dennis trained them, entrusted them with capital, and closely observed their progress, as Michael W. Koval recounts. The training was intense, nearly esoteric. It avoided simple chart reading or rote memorization, instead fostering a mindset akin to that of a rational machine. Emotions and instincts were banned. The rule was absolute: follow systems and risk protocols. Trades were mechanical entries and exits executed without second-guessing. The real test was psychological subduing impulses to submit fully to the system's cold logic. Thus, a legend emerged. With just 2 weeks of instruction and a brief rulebook, novices were unleashed with millions to trade. Some failed due to emotional lapses or indiscipline. Others thrived, rising to global prominence. Beyond individual stories, the experiment showed that disciplined, rational adherence, not elite talent, drives speculative success. Chapter 4, The Philosophy. At the heart of Dennis and Eckhart's teaching lay more than technical rules. It was a cognitive philosophy. Their goal was to reshape traders' minds, removing emotion from decisions and viewing markets as probabilistic machines, not emotional battlefields. As Michael W. Koval explains, success depends on adhering to a rigorous process rather than relying on occasional intuition. They taught that price alone was truth, dismissing headlines, rumors, and expert opinions as distractions because price remained the only reliable guide. Their strategy was trend following. They waited for a clear market direction and then aligned with the momentum. Predicting causes was irrelevant. Responding swiftly was vital. If soybeans rose, the turtles simply bought. If oil dropped, they sold confidently, without hesitation. Most traders fail not because of bad systems, but due to poor behavior, cutting winners short, holding losers too long, or chasing greed or fear. Dennis and Eckhart emphasized discipline, logic, and humility, reminding traders that mastering oneself was the only absolute control in chaotic markets. Chapter 5, The Rules. Building on their philosophy, Dennis and Eckhart introduced clear, strict, and mathematically sound rules. These rules removed emotion from trading decisions. Every trade's entry, exit, and size was predetermined, leaving almost no room for discretion, as Michael W. Koval outlines. The turtles learned two central systems: System 1 for short-term breakouts and System 2 for longer-term moves. Both systems used historical highs and lows to signal trades and applied volatility-based stops to limit losses or lock in gains. Their goal was not to predict tops or bottoms, but to ride trends until reversal signals appeared. Risk management was the foundation. Each trade risked only a small fixed percentage of capital, usually 1% or 2%. This rule controlled position sizing, stop losses, and adjustments during drawdowns. Survival depended on careful risk control, not reckless bets. A consistent presence in the market, guided by rules, has led to lasting success. Chapter 6, In the Womb. Before trading any real money, the turtles were forged in a strict learning environment, isolated from Wall Street noise and fully immersed in their mentor's teachings. Their classroom was simple, no fancy screens, just chalkboards, printed charts, and intense focus, as Michael W. Koval describes. Dennis and Eckhart introduced a custom volatility measure used to calculate risk, entry points, and stops, ensuring every decision was computed with mathematical precision. The trainees rehearsed trade scenarios, memorized setups, and drilled stop-loss discipline with military rigor. Trading demanded flawless execution, not guesswork. Creativity was discouraged. Consistency was the only reward that mattered. Within this disciplined framework, a transformation occurred. These novices gained confidence and redefined markets as predictable systems rather than mysteries. They embraced the process and developed a strong sense of self-belief. What started as a theory became a living reality. Within this intellectual womb, the turtles prepared for the harsh realities of live trading. Chapter 7, Who Got What to Trade. After training, the turtles faced reality: managing real capital. Richard Dennis entrusted each with millions of dollars to trade. Every turtle received a different account size, but all followed the same strict rules, as noted by Michael W. Koval. Markets weren't equal playgrounds. Some turtles traded volatile assets, such as crude oil or currencies, while others handled grains, metals, or bonds. This tested both discipline and adaptability. Though rules applied universally, execution required precision tailored to each market's character. With real money at risk, psychological pressure intensified. Confidence wavered, ego appeared, and the simulation's safety disappeared. This was Dennis's actual test, identifying who would adhere to rules under stress and who would break them. The market began its harsh sorting, separating disciplined traders from the rest. Chapter 8. Game Over. Not all turtles survived the pressure. Despite solid rules and rigorous training, some faltered under real-world stress and left the experiment prematurely. Others, driven by hubris, altered the systems, chased losses, or abandoned discipline. Michael W. Koval highlights that the market swiftly punished such errors. Dennis, despite his success, experienced a sense of disillusionment. He believed in the system and his students, so failures felt personal. His vision to build rational traders clashed with the stubborn realities of human emotion. Greed, fear, and doubt undermined even the strongest frameworks. Ultimately, Dennis proved his point. Discipline, trading can be taught, but unwavering commitment isn't guaranteed. Not every temperament suits this approach. Even the best system requires a rare blend of resolve and calm. For some, the game ended in defeat. For others, it marked a new beginning. Chapter 9. Out on their own. After formal training concluded, the turtles entered the market independently. Some strictly followed Dennis's original methods, continuing to manage his capital with discipline, as Michael W. Koval reports. Others ventured into new territory, launching hedge funds, advising institutions, or adapting systems. Though their paths diverged, all shared a foundation in trend following, quantitative analysis, and emotional control. Their transformation from students to pros was complete. Independence brought challenges. Without structured oversight, some modified rules, pursued alternative models, or sought new edges. While a few thrived and built strong reputations, others struggled without accountability. Freedom proved both empowering and demanding. Despite the program's end, its legacy endured. The turtle experiment became a symbol of learnable trading skills, challenging old myths about innate talent. Though the classroom closed, its lessons echoed across markets, books, and quantitative strategies worldwide. The turtles had been released, and some continued riding market waves with steady conviction. Chapter 10. Dennis comes back to the game. Richard Dennis never saw his exit as a defeat. The market still pulled at him, unfinished business lingering inside. Though his first experiment was legendary, he returned not to prove a point, but to re-engage with his passion. Michael W. Koval narrates this renewed chapter. The market had evolved, but fundamentals remained constant. Trends emerged, momentum drove prices, and psychology remained unpredictable. Dennis himself had changed, tempered by time and introspection, striking a balance between ambition and experience. He launched a new fund grounded in the same core turtle principles. This time, there was no buffer, just raw market volatility and his unwavering discipline. Dennis faced skepticism. Critics doubted if his old philosophy still worked in an age of algorithms and lightning-fast trades. Some saw him as a relic from a bygone era. Yet Dennis stayed resolute. For him, trading symbolized more than profit. It reflected discipline, pattern, and purpose. He sought not only gains, but also validation of a lifelong belief. Chapter 11. Seizing Opportunity. Opportunity rarely arrives clearly. Instead, it often appears quietly and ambiguously, making it easy to miss. The turtles learned that hesitation could mean disaster in the trading world. Michael W. Koval emphasizes that timing is not just important, it's essential for survival. Many original turtles used their training as a foundation for broader success. Some founded firms, authored books, or mentored others. They no longer depended on Dennis's capital. They had become self-reliant wealth builders. Their most vital lesson went beyond charts. Decisiveness mattered. Acting promptly when the window opened, both in markets and in life, was crucial. This chapter shows that trend following extends beyond finance. It shaped how turtles approach careers, innovation, and relationships. Thriving individuals internalized a mindset where fortune favored boldness, matched by preparation and discipline. Chapter 12. Failure is a choice. In an uncertain world, choosing failure may seem paradoxical. Yet Michael W. Koval challenges this by revealing that most trading failures result from self-sabotage. People fail not because the odds are unfair, but because they ignore the principles needed to navigate markets effectively. They abandon discipline, inflate their ego, and mistake randomness for skill or fear for instinct. Among the turtles, failure took many forms. Some cracked under pressure. Others tried to outthink the system that brought them success. The worst breakdowns were internal, not financial. Confidence faltered. The process was abandoned in favor of short-term relief. Trading always punishes those who abandon structure with swift loss. Dennis made his message clear. Those who follow the rules will eventually succeed. But eventually demands endurance and trust, not qualities everyone sustains. Therefore, failure stems not from markets, but from choices made under pressure. Success depends more on behavior than intelligence or information. Chapter 13, Second Generation Turtles. Though the original turtles trained in a specific time and place, their methodologies influence spread far beyond Dennis's classroom. Michael W. Koval traces this legacy through a second generation. This new wave did not originate from ads or boot camps, but was discovered independently. Some first-generation turtles became mentors, adapting the original framework to new markets and incorporating trend following into their algorithms. Others are inspired through books, lectures, and global trading communities. The philosophy remained flexible, a craft refined, much like martial arts, passed from teacher to student. But questions arose. Could this system survive algorithmic trading, high-speed execution, and complex instruments? The answer lay in resilience, not imitation. Those who succeeded embraced the essence, cutting losses quickly, letting winners run, and distinguishing signal from noise through innovative adaptation. Chapter 14, Model Greatness. In his final reflection, Michael W. Koval goes beyond conclusion. He provokes thought. True greatness is not about innate brilliance or charisma, but about building reliable models that endure. These systems guide decisions with consistency and discipline, which are essential in trading, business, and life. Success comes not from impulse, but from a structure that endures through volatility. The turtle experiment proved this. Dennis relied not on instinct, but on logical, probabilistic rules tested in fundamental markets with ordinary people. The result was clear: success can be replicated. The turtles succeeded by fully committing to the system, subordinating their egos to the process, and thriving within that framework. Koval's final principle is clear. Sustainable success does not wait for inspiration or perfect conditions. It demands structure, scientific thinking, and strategic action. Markets favor decisiveness only when backed by preparation. The turtles were not lucky anomalies. They were designed. And this design carries a vital lesson. Greatness is built, one rule and one choice at a time. Final words. What remains at the conclusion is more than a transformation from novices to professionals. It is a profound insight. Success is deliberately engineered, not accidental. Richard Dennis rejected intuition, charisma, and chance, instead designing a system founded on discipline, probability, and repeatable logic. The turtles proved that forecasting markets is unnecessary. the true skill lies in consistently and calmly responding to market movements. In a world marked by volatility and illusion, Michael W. Koval reaffirms a central principle. Discipline outweighs prediction. Greatness is not defined by constant accuracy, but by decisiveness when opportunity arises. Each deliberate entry, calculated loss, and sustained position conveys a clear message. Success demands preparation and commitment to a proven method.